On Northern Kentucky University Week, have you seen the AI-generated art floating around the internet? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Nicholas Caparuso, assistant professor of computer science, discusses this new form of artificial intelligence.
In the last decade, artificial intelligence has been used to develop systems that learn from data and then autonomously make decisions. For example, classification algorithms alert us to spam on our inboxes. We can unlock our smartphones using our face thanks to image recognition systems. More recently, a different and more powerful family of AI technology has been introduced. Generative algorithms learn from existing data and produce new content that mimics the key features of the original data. When applied to text, images, and sounds, the results are astonishing. Generative AI can replicate the writing style of Hemingway, compose new sonatas that sound like Bach, and paint subjects in the style of Rembrandt or Picasso. The latest generative AI technology enables computers to be creative and produce new content, including art, from scratch. My research area is human-computer interaction, and I'm interested in the user experience of content generated by AI. Specifically, I've been working on the relationship between generative AI and the production and fruition of visual art. How can we enhance human creativity using technology? Can generative algorithms create artwork that elicits emotions? To answer these questions, I've created a collection titled Postcards from the Invisible Cities, which features scenes from the book The Invisible Cities, one of Italo Calvino's literary masterpieces. All the images have been produced by an AI that, starting from a basic description of scenes from Calvino's book, automatically creates a visual representation for it all without human intermediation. In the end, it is at the discretion of the human viewer to select an image to use, just as it was a human, Calvino, who produced the novel, and a human, me, who selected the scenes from the novel to be depicted. Therein rests the genius of AI, to marry the power of computing and of human creativity.
That was Nicholas Caparuso of Northern Kentucky University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.